Life has two sides. And you know, I really wish I had the power to tell you that it's all good. Unless I ruin my reputation and insult God with righteousness. You know, I have to tell you the truth. Life has two sides. And it is good. It is great. It can be glamorous. It can be joy. It can be laughter and family and friends and enlightenment and inspiration. But Bueller, life has two sides. It's up and it's down. It's good and it's bad. It's positive and it's negative. It's right and it's wrong. And there are two sides. There are joys. There are sorrows. There are days and there are nights. There are clear skies and dark skies. Life has two sides. You up today and down tomorrow. You all right today and then sick enough to die tomorrow. Bueller, I wish I could tell you that life will always be peaceful and pleasant and comfortable and convenient and acceptable. But I'm afraid I would have to lead you in the wrong direction if I told you that. Life is bad sometimes. It's delicate. It's painful. It's burdensome. It's sad. It's horrible. It's tear-jerking. It's heartbreaking. I'm trying to get you to catch up with me now. It's weary. It's not. It roll on you and tumble on you at night, and you will still be called a child of God because life has two sides. You got to deal with the good and the evil. God is on your side and Satan is always at your side. Angels are always pulling for you and demons are always coming at you. Because life has always been reminding you how real it really is because it has two sides. And there's a question that's lingering in the midst of your spiritual mind, and that is, how are you going to handle life when it's got two sides? Yeah, when reality of life comes your way, how are you going to handle it? Now, I know that there are some preachers who has this twisted theology who talk to you to some of them on TV, and these weak-minded members, Christians on radio and TV and social media, and they tell you that all you got to do is name it and claim it. But they forgot to tell you that you got to pay for it before you get it. See, that ain't 100%. I wish I had somebody here. And you can reach up and grab it, but you forgot to tell you that you might be reaching for something that might belong to somebody else. Life has two sides, Bueller. And how are you going to deal with life when it hands you the rough side and the rugged side, the sick side, the cancer side, the dying side, the being fired side, the death side, the having nobody on your side? How are you going to handle it?
Yes,
hallelujah. Separate side, the hell in your house side. Tell me how you're going to handle it. Because some people can't handle it. They will crack up in the middle of the crisis. They stress out and from strain. They bail out from under the burdens from wringing because they can't handle the rough side of life. Well, let me give you some helpful holy hints from a man who was most celebrated, most popular king in Israel history by the name of David. You know him, don't you? Old bear killing David. Lion killing David. Giant killing David. Oil anointed David. God chosen king David. Man after God's own heart David. Him writing David. But his life was not so prestigious because he had to deal with both sides of life. And it was at this point when David comprised the song at a point where he had been released from King Abimelech of the Philistine nation. Since he was a boy, he had to run from King Saul to save his life, because Saul was always envious and jealous of him. David's best friend, Saul's son, Jonathan, helped David to escape from Saul. And having raised his own family, his son Absalom decided that he wanted to take his dad's throne and chase David off the throne. And while he was on the run, he ends up in the enemy's camp, where he had there the most famous citizen, Goliath. That 9 feet giant. And they brought David in the presence of King of Philistine nation Abimelech, and he could have killed David, but he was stunned by David's behavior, which was a plan of escape. He had to try. He didn't try to negotiate. He didn't try to eliminate it. He didn't try to mediate. He just acted as though he was crazy. He acted like he lost his ever-loving mind. I wish I had a Bible reading here. Yeah, he acted like he was insane. And the king figured that the worst thing that could happen to David was to just release him and let the beast of the wild eat him alive. And the plan worked. Watch this. In David's faith. And David, having escaped the sword of Saul, the enemy of Absalom, and he having gotten away from Abimelech, David stole away one day, and watch this. He took a pen and a piece of paper, and he wrote these words: "I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually." It didn't say sometimes. He said it shall continually be in my mind. That's the same. I had it good and I had it bad. I've been up and I've been down. I've been on the throne and I've been on the run. But here's my resolution. I've learned how to say hallelujah anyhow. No, I trust that there's a David in Greater Beulah somewhere in here, because they got that church thing going on. They're waving their hands like everybody else. They're clapping their hands like everybody else. They're shouting and praising the Lord like everybody else. They're rocking in the rhythm with the choir and with the group. The Bible stuck close to their hearts. Yeah, and they're like everybody else. But when you go back to their home, they're dealing with the other side of life. You can talk that to me if you want. They cross every T and dot every I. And as if as soon as they did that, life introduced them to another alphabet. Like T for trouble, B for burden. And they are here this morning looking for some kind of relief, some kind of remedy, some kind of solution, some kind of answers on how to deal with the rough side of life. Well, David suggests, here's how to you're facing. He says about your he says to shout hallelujah. Yes, in a hand. Now, Beulah, it takes a unique spirit to do this. You see, not just anybody can do that. It takes a David-like disposition to say hallelujah in a hand. I will praise the Lord. Well, you didn't get it, but you feel me. You feel it here. It takes a special kind of person to say, regardless of what I'm dealing with, hallelujah anyhow. He was saying, I can shout hallelujah anyhow because my praise is not situational. He said, my praise is not situational. Now there are those who have no issues expressing themselves effectively while occupying the choir area or pulpit. No problem with religion, doing their holy dance as long as they are happy at home. They got joy in Jesus as long as they got a good job. They can praise the Lord as long as they are getting a check every Friday. You are you listening to me? Yeah. But the real question is, can you praise God when your back is against the wall? Watch this. Some people worship is predicated upon, is predicated upon their circumstances and their situation. Therefore, they display what I call a situational theology. Now, I know you're asking yourself, what you mean, Pastor Matt, about situational theology? Well, that means that you are all right with God as long as things are going well in your life. But when things are rough, you have a tendency to succumb to some other methods in order to help you deal with your situation. But David says, I will bless the Lord at all times. And that word all in the Hebrew means whole. Yeah. And here's what it means. The whole of it. Stay with me right now. David wasn't just saying, I will bless the Lord at all times. He was saying, I will bless the Lord at all alone, because the word suggests that he would bless the Lord the whole time. In other words, he got away from Abimelech and he started praising God. But that wasn't the first. He started praising God while David was acting crazy. Y'all ain't getting this thing. He was saying, watch God work it out. While he was acting like a man insane, he was talking to the Lord and celebrating his victory. Watch this. Before the victory even took place. Do we have any Bible readers in here? Okay, you still not really listening. You can't just praise God after you get out of trouble. You got to praise him even while you are in trouble. You ought to be praising God while you're taking your chemo. You ought to be talking and starting praising God while you're standing before the judge. Y'all ain't hearing me. And not when you get out of court. You ought to praise God the whole time anyhow. Is there anybody here who can say to yourself, I'm going to celebrate while I'm in my troubles? And like David in verse 4, he said, I'm going to say hallelujah anyhow, because my praise is not situational. David said, not only is my praise not situational, but I can shout hallelujah anyhow because I got some people whom I can identify. David said, when I celebrate, I'm going to make sure that somebody, watch this, hears about it. But that's not all. They're going to hear about my circumstance, but they're also going to hear about my praising in my circumstance. I wish I had some witnesses in here. You see, watch this. They're going to hear about it, and they too are going to praise God just like me. Listen, you know, the first law of socialism is every species dwell among its own kind. That's the first law of socialism. Every species dwell among its own kind. That's why lions hang out with lions and not with monkeys. That's why elephants hang out with elephants and not with giraffes. It's because the law of socialism is that every species, are you going to hear me? Dwell among its own kind. That's why you ought to be careful who you sit next to when you come to church on Sunday morning. Because that pew might not be of your species. Yeah. I see that didn't go over. You need to be careful of your friends you take on. Yeah, you're trying to go straight, and they don't want you to go straight. That's why you got to be careful, because that's not of your species. You are a church girl brought up in the fear and admonition of God, and now you're dealing with a lifestyle of Pookie and Shanae and Rain Rain. That's not your species. Your mama didn't raise you and put the word themselves. And anybody, any man that calls you out of your name like that, you are not of their species. Watch this. And they're going to be glad for me. Yeah. Now I realize that there may be some folks who want you to be successful. But they don't want you to be as successful as they are. Yeah. There are some folks who want to see you go and get ahead of you. But they don't want you to get ahead of them. And you need to dismiss yourself from that